For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. Cars, trucks, buses, vans, all pass along Rosewood Drive and Gills Creek Parkway in Columbia, the usual sights and sounds. But just off the sides of Rosewood Drive, underneath the bridge, a very unusual scene.
Just over the bridge, that way, beyond the bridge, I've never seen anything like it. It's just there's whole coffee tables still kind of sitting there, the contents of people's houses. It's kind of sad.
Alicia Bridgman is part of a team of volunteers who met early Saturday morning to clean debris from the Gills Creek area. Almost 6 months after the flood, what seems to be hundreds of plastic bags, sealing parts, and other debris lay scattered in trees, mud, and water.
So if you go into the creek, go upstream, you'll see all kinds of office furniture and debris and stuff like that.
Just pull it out if you can.
Just pull out whatever you can get, yeah. I mean, there's a lot.
Eric Miarka is program coordinator for the Gills Creek Watershed Association. He says they are just one of many groups doing cleanup efforts in the area, and there is still a lot of work to be done.
The businesses just upstream of here just got completely gutted from the floodwaters, just rushed right through those establishments. So all the plastic bags, the Subway bags, the office equipment and furniture, all of that washed down.
And he's right. Trek through the mud, tree branches, and thick brush, and soon a clearing appears. That's when you see it. An industrial dumpster, like the one behind your grocery store, smaller Herbie Kirby's, like the ones at the end of your driveway, and countless other items that you see in your home, office, or classroom. The shell of a TV set, a computer monitor, a plastic chair, advertising and campaign signs, even a door.
A lot of this vegetation sort of acted like a filter, so a lot of that stuff that washed out of the businesses just got stuck in these trees and shrubs downstream, which is where we are now.
Volunteer groups like this one meet on almost a regular basis to do what they can to aid in the cleanup process. Miarka has two additional cleanup events planned for the next few weeks, but he's also hopeful that the city or county will soon be able to pitch in. He says there is assistance to local governments for what is called in-stream debris removal, but it may take a while to get that help.
Unfortunately, the city and the county, they haven't gotten to the point where they're able to do the in-stream debris removal yet. So we're still waiting on them to start that process, and I believe that Richland County and the City of Columbia are currently both seeking federal funding for that in-stream debris removal.
Until then, volunteers like Buddy Wilkes are helping where they can.
I happened to see a posting on Facebook that was talking about an Adopt the Highway cleanup today, and it said that if you have a kayak, bring it. Well, that piqued my curiosity on how you could use a kayak on a highway cleanup. So I brought my kayak and I came down, and this is what I see. It's unbelievable, the destruction that this flood's left and all the trash and garbage. It's just unbelievable.
Standing ankle deep on the edge of Gills Creek, Buddy says he lives in Lexington, but had no problem helping out one county over.
Some of this cleanup is massive. It's like big, large items like pieces of furniture and pieces of buildings, all the way down to trash. So we as citizens, we can certainly come down here and pick up the small trash, but we're going to need a little help from the city government, I think, or the county to pick up the big stuff. And it's very hard to do. It's very hard to get to it.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.